Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz not here. Deep voice Luke in his spot. Thank you for listening, as always, on the radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app. If you're streaming live on YouTube, what's up, YouTube folks? Giving the finger, as I always do. What was I going to say before we get to deep voice, Luke? Oh, just a reminder, if you're driving out there and you're, you know, not on a highway, take it easy. The kids are already out for Halloween. My wife got home 20 minutes ago. She said the neighborhood's already flooded. So
yep.
Kids, you know, we get out there early, drive safe, watch out. Don't, you know, we don't want any tragedies here on Friday. So make sure you're respectful of everyone out there with their kids. Top 5-5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, what?
What?
Jody called you deep throated?
Yep.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at all. He said it at, like, I don't know, when the show was about to end in the overnight and John Johnson was sitting right there, he was belly laughing for 5 minutes.
God. Oh my God.
Not the same thing.
Yeah. You and Sassy Elliott maybe get deep throat Luke.
I'm good with DVL anyway.
Okay.
The top five things that I am scared of. Starting at number five, it is working with Spike. For some reason, you just exude this nervous, like you say, like the tight energy, like there's always something that could go wrong.
Yep.
And then I just feed off of that.
Yep.
So then I'm nervous too.
Yep.
Like most of the time back here, my hands are incredibly sweaty and clammy. It's just whatever nervous energy you give off feeds right onto me.
Yeah. So I don't think what you're feeling is not nerves. It is certainly...
And anxiousness.
We had an intense beginning of the meeting today as I was frustrated with a couple of different things. I like to have a good time. I think I'm a good person, but also I want the show to be exactly the way that I want it to be. And when it's not, and I know that energy can make your job harder, and I apologize for that, but also I am who I am. If it makes you feel any better, generally. Have you ever been in here with us? Maybe
no.
One time? Okay.
No.
So when you were doing it when we're on remote, you're usually good at it. I don't have any complaints. So you can, I don't want you to relax though. Because
no, trust me, I will not.
Yeah, as soon as you relax, you're going to screw something up. So, all right.
Even before the start of the meeting, just coming in, I'm just a generally nervous person. So that's also what it comes from. So the general nerves mixed with your nerves that I feel, it's just on 10.
Yeah, I'm a little intense. Yeah,
I that's fine. Yeah, that is what it is.
Yep.
is what it is.
All
but
right.
Number four is the things I'm scared of. Another NFL team coming in and offering a godfather offer to Howie Roseman. There was a rumor about him going to the Jets and getting possible ownership in the team and a giant contract. I think if the Eagles really have some kind of a dynasty here and go back to another Super Bowl, win another Super Bowl, and are, you know, always in at least the NFC Championship the next couple years, owners are only getting richer and richer. So they could say, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of this team stinking. Let me offer just a ridiculous number to Howie Roseman and see if he agrees.
Yeah, I don't know what his salary is now.
I'm sure.
I would have to imagine it's pretty good.
Yep.
But yeah, if you were, I don't know if there are GMs out there making $20 million a year.
I have no idea what the best GMs make.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I don't know what GMs are making. So to that point, Luke, it definitely could happen, but it would take a godfather type of offer.
Yeah.
That's what it would take to get Howie Roseman to depart from the Eagles, in my opinion.
So not to make you even more nervous, Luke, but here are the two things that I think about. As the new wave of NFL owners come in, and it's already started to happen in the NBA, a lot of those guys, like Josh Harris, those guys that came from finance, they're used to going out and buying the guy that they want in other industries.
Oh, yeah.
And that you notice here, you can complain about Doc Rivers or Daryl Morey or any of those things, Nick Nurse. All of those guys were the number one guy that everybody wanted.
Yep.
And what they think is, like, in their other fields, there aren't all these rules. They just go and they just like, how much does he want? Pay him. Because at the end of the day, it's a minuscule amount compared to the whole if it's the right decision.
Yep.
So that's the first thing. As the older owners go away and the newer owners come in, I think there's more chance of that happening because a lot of those guys were in finance previously. I think the other thing is, aside from the money for Howie Roseman, at some point, I just wonder if he's going to say to himself, I want to see if I can do it somewhere else. And maybe it's a bigger title. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a different sport.
Right.
But I wonder, he's right around our age, right? Maybe
a little
younger.
A little younger, yeah.
I wonder if he looks at the next 10 years of his career and says to himself, because if you stay here for a while, he's already won two Super Bowls.
Yep.
All you can do is, at a certain point, in your head, you think, all I could do is diminish my legacy here. I've already won two Super Bowls, including the first one. Mm-hmm. I wonder if what goes through his head is, with the big offer somewhere, is I want to experience something different while I am still viewed as being the guy.
Does he want to own a team?
Yeah, that's possible too. Could he be part of an ownership group somewhere, you know?
So he's part of an ownership group, but he runs the team.
Right.
Because he's already running the team for the most part now here.
Sure. Well,
he just doesn't own this team.
I think of Bob Myers, right? So Bob Myers, you know, won several championships with the Warriors. At this point, he doesn't want to go be another general manager somewhere.
Right.
And the reason that he is in the position he is with the Sixers, Devils, Commanders, or whatever, is because it puts him in a different sort of class. And if he wants to go be an owner of a team or get the money to own a team. So I think all those things are possible. I understand the fear. I would bet that Howie Roseman doesn't just work for the Eagles for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. You know, that he'll go do something somewhere else.
He is 50 years old. I just checked
it. Yeah. Okay. So
you have GMs in the NFL that stay around until their mid-70s.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jones is 82, I think.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking more about his prime. You know, where he feels like he might want to move and do something else. And then, you know, if you're anything like me, you just, after a couple of years, you just go back and do an easier job. So maybe he comes back and he's, you know, assistant general manager. So, all right, what's number three?
Number three is what the neighborhood kids will do to Jack after getting organic gummy bears on Halloween. I know a lot has been made of it, but I can't imagine being a kid on Halloween, going from door to door to door to door, getting all the candies out of, like, all the Reese's. You know, you get the king-size candy bars at that one good house, and then you go to the next house, and you see an organic gummy bear or organic pack of fruit snacks. Yeah. I can't believe he's doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's absurd.
Well, and we talked about it enough that we're certainly have put a spotlight on his house.
Well, he brought it up. He didn't have to tell us.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have.
Yes.
So there should be some repercussions for this nonsense. that he's doing. But listen, take it easy on the house if you do decide to egg it.
Yes, don't egg the house. Egg the house.
He just moved in there.
Yeah, make sure Jill and the kids are
safe. Yeah, make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, maybe yell at them, you know. and you imagine the disappointment. You're the kid. You look in into the little bowl and you see and you're like, I don't recognize even what this is. You know, because the normal candy, they recognize the look of it. Mm. You know what Skittles looks like. Yep. You know what a Milky Way looks like. The acorn farms, and they're tiny little packs of gummy bears. Yeah, they're not even good size.
If he did the thing where he put the bowl out and said, please take one, I think they'd all be there.
Yeah.
I just hope Jack's all right. But my number two thing that I'm scared of is AI taking over the world. Seen too many movies about it, iRobot especially. I don't need AI getting tired of us doing, you know, funny things with Elliot or random videos and one day kind of being aware and then realizing these people are dumb. We can just easily push them out of the way and then we become the rulers of the world. That's my number two.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm gone by the time it actually takes over the world, but it's definitely coming.
Yeah, I've certainly listened to enough of the doomers who are afraid of it. And the one thing one guy said once, he was like, look, if you're building this somewhere, you got to have a kill switch on all of it. You know, well, because what they were supposed to do at first when you're talking about this is, well, we can't connect it to the internet, right? Let's not connect it to the internet because then they have access to everything.
Right.
And what's the first thing we did? We're like, let's just put it on the internet. And not only that, let's just put it on everybody's phone too.
Man.
And there's no, almost like, there's no button somewhere where somebody can wake up, somebody important, and say, hold on, I'm reading the AI thing right now. It thinks that we're a disease and they're about to get rid of us. We don't have a kill switch. It's... We just got to cross our fingers.
If you haven't seen Avengers Age of Ultron, watch it, because that's what could happen. It's not good. It's not good. I don't like it.
But, iRobot. Did you say iRobot?
Yeah. Will Smith. Good movie.
Well, here's the thing, Luke. We're old enough. We already had a good life.
Yeah. That's why I'm scared.
Yeah, you got plenty of time left.
Yeah, you still got to live with this thing.
I don't want to be around for that. maybe 100 years after me.
You'll be like,
The flying cars.
Well, yeah. Well, it's going to be the computers are going to make you their slaves. You know, so just be ready. Serve your overlord, the computer.
I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm all right. But my number one thing I'm most scared of, more than anything, Spike, you'll appreciate this, is Victor Wembanyama taking over the league and no one winning anything ever again.
Wow.
I could not be buying more stock in Wembanyama when he was drafted. I'm trying to buy more now. I really do think he could end up as one of the three best players ever.
Damn.
He is doing things that look so easy for him that nobody else can do. And he's only 21 years old. He's only 21 in his third season. In the next 4 years, he'll get at least one championship in the next 4 years. He is unbelievable. With more experience, more time, he gets stronger, whatever. He is going to be insane.
Well done. I'm a Wimby guy, too.
Yes.
I'm a Wimby guy, yes.
He's ridiculous. Right.
Can we go through a thought exercise with Wimby?
Of course.
Who is a player that is, you know, normal 6'6", 6'7", that you think has the same skill set as Victor Wembanyama? Who they're equal in terms of their skills.
Currently?
Yeah, just a player who's as skilled as Wembanyama.
Jason Tatum?
Take Jason Tatum. Now let's pretend you didn't know anything about Jason Tatum, right? Or make pretend you didn't know anything about Victor Wembanyama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
But you did know Jason Tatum. And I said, what do you think Jason Tatum would produce if he was a foot taller? And you would say, if Jason Tatum was 7'7", he would score 50 points a game. He would get 25 rebounds. They would win every single game. Yet Victor Wembanyama is 7'7". And his numbers approaching 7'7" per Brian Windhorst. And yet his numbers are just like everybody else. He's 30-12, just like Giannis.
30-15.
Okay,
just
Giannis
is a generational player.
Yeah, but he does it every single game. Why is Wemby, Giannis has only won one title. Why are his numbers, if I had told you that Jason Tatum would be a foot taller, you would think the league would break. And yet we have it, and he's just producing just like any other great NBA player.
He's just scratching the surface.
It's his third year, and he's 21. He's already a better shooter than Giannis ever was and ever could be.
Okay.
He's averaging more blocks than Giannis. He's averaging about 5 blocks a game.
This dude is going to be the favorite to win the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year every year.
Every single year.
And he's
by
too tall.
Far
he's
the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The Wemby. Wow.
If he doesn't get hurt and he plays the majority of all of his seasons,
now that's
he
the one
could
that,
go down. Yeah, that's the one thing.
That's the one thing that could hurt him.
You can say that about every player, though. So what's the difference there?
What's the difference?
Well, it's his style of play.
Yeah.
And his size.
Puts him at risk
because it's so athletic at that size, it's not natural.
Right, I get that, but his skill set is so incredible already that he can just do whatever he wants, I think. So if he doesn't want to be as athletic, he can just go off and do whatever.
If he doesn't win at least 5 championships and average 50 points a game, his career is a disappointment. It is. I've seen plenty of guys get 30-12.
Put the right team around him.
Well, before he got hurt 2 years ago, Embiid was averaging 35-12-6. Mm-hmm. And he's a normal height and not some freak athlete like Wemby. Wemby, 50 a game.
Well, Embiid's not a normal height. He's 7'2".
Well, but center height.
Yes.
Normal center height.
Yeah.
And completely not even close to the athlete that Wemby is. I'm not saying that Wemby isn't good now. I'm saying that the slobbering.
Oh,
it's just got to stop.
It's so good.
Oh,
see him when he dunked in, his feet were almost on the hardwood.
Yeah. Why isn't he doing it every play?
He could be. One day he will.
Every play. Imagine if you were playing with little kids, you just dunk it every time. Why isn't he dunking it every time? Why is he trying to cross people over and fade away?
Right.
What's he doing? He's 7'7".
He's so good.
Yeah.
Because he watched Kobe.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
And imagine if I had told you Kobe was 7'5", he would have
10 rings.
He would have 10 rings. He would score 60 points a game.
He would, yeah.
Nobody would have any chance. The Wemby thing is too much. It's too much. Wait for him to do it.
He's going to do it.
He will.
That's when you become Deep Throat Luke when you're talking about Wemby. This hour.
Oh, Lord.
This. Welcome to the show, people.
Yeah,
I got
to take the show seriously.
This hour, good job, Lou. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Wade and Chester, you're on WIP. What's up, Wade?
That was rough.
Hey, what's up, yo? We ain't special because you tall, because you got Taco Fall. You got the other dude that played at Purdue and all that.
Taco Wemby Fall.
Wemby is special because he can do what he can do at 7'5". Just because you can make Tatum 7'5", he won't be able to move like that. Wemby is crazy. He the new age Will Chamberlain. Wemby's so good. I don't want him to get no better because it's going to be unfair. It's going to be like, oh, my God, Wemby going to win. Wemby going to win.
You're saying he looks like Will Chamberlain. Will scored 50 a game. 50 a game.
And guess what? You just disrespected Wilt. But his career ain't mean nothing because you just said you got when we got it. When we don't score 50 a game and win 5 championships, he don't mean nothing. Wilt scored 50 and won 1 or 2 championships. So where what's up with Wilt?
Well, and in fairness, Wilt's second championship he was a role player.
Oh God!
Man, I mean, he was. He was. He was carried to a second championship.
He only got 2 championships. Come on, what's up with that?
He's got one real. Because here's the truth: is that Wilt cared more about his stats than winning championships.
Nah, Wilt cared more about making that record over them 100 bodies, baby. Wilt was hanging with Tornado.
He was.
Yo, I ain't confident though. I'm calling Wimby and Wilt. Listen, what if Tornado? How about Tornado get a show, right? Executive produced by you, Spike, and like on YouTube, and then they don't gotta be good production. It could be like bad, like camera acting and everything. It'd be funny, man, with him and everything going on. You do that thing with YouTube and stuff, and you get little punchlines and everything in it.
Like a live action Tornado Shapiro, like a video?
No, like a sketch show, like a what they used to call me called them series like Jamie Foxx and Fresh Prince and all that, like a sitcom, one of them little joints with Tornado Shapiro and everything. That'd be crazy on YouTube.
Well, get them all on there.
Oh yeah, get Tommy on there.
And everybody with WIP, you know what I'm saying? You can go into it, do it like a little friend show. It'd be so funny, and with the bad acting and everything, it'd be great.
It's gonna be good acting.
No, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It got to be quality production.
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about that would make it funnier because it's the camera and the production and everything. But listen, this is why I call. I'm glad you did that belt thing. Yo, Spike, you like the meme with the Spider-Man when them three Spider-Mans pointing at each other. You hired Rob and everything. You done hired everybody, man. This is crazy.
I didn't hire Rod.
You might as well. You might as well say you hired everybody, man.
I didn't. I did interview him. He was my first choice.
All right, then, so that's what I'm saying. Like, he got hired because of you, so that's the Spider-Man thing.
He didn't get hired because of me. He didn't get hired.
Yeah, endpoint. Stop. Come on, man. Cut it off. The endpoint helped with the what you call it. Like,
All right.
What I thought, though, I like how you did that. Like, don't say that made me uncomfortable, but I like that. I like how you bring controversy to the show, and I like how everybody talk about what Spike did on the shows. It ain't just like, you know, people bring up the other shows and like, okay, they had this interview, and here go the interview from the afternoon. They talk about what Spike, like the beef. I'm loving it. The beef between WIP, everything. You need it, man. I learned something from where the Eagles winning. I ain't gonna hold you, dog. I might be on a boat with AJ. Man, it's boring, man. I can't go at it with the Cowboy fans because they stink and we know we dominated. I can't. Nobody want to argue because we the best. And I feed off. I feed off of negativity, but I need something.
You feed off of it.
You need a little controversy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be too negative because negative, you know what I'm saying, they turn it up. And when you go low, I can go lower, baby. You know what I'm saying? I go around with the double. So what I'm saying is, like, another thing, hold on, with Jack, you said Jack was a button pusher. Jack should be on the Mount Rushmore of producers with the guy that retired from
Joe Wagner.
Wagner, James Seltzer, and we can think of Jack and think about other people.
Seltzer is a GOAT producer?
Yeah. Man, Seltzer's a GOAT, man. Come on, he's a bulldog, man. He was rushed up by playing, man. He bite them ankles.
Turtle? Maybe put Turtle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to put Turtle up there.
Listen, though, this the way he drunk, like people didn't used to, the producers didn't used to talk. And like what Jack, I remember when Jack first started, he used to do the little ad libs with the co-signs off the little machine. I can't really like that. You know what I'm saying? I could be in the ring. He'd try to throw something off. I'd be like, come on, chill out with that. And he had to grow on Ike, and then he timed it up. Everybody got his style. You know, they do them little ad libs and everything. Jack put it on for these producers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jack was the worst thing to happen to the new producers because now they all want to be Jack.
Yes.
None of them shut up except for Deep Voice Lou.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That Jack put them on.
I know.
They chase. So that he's a trendsetter. Like, he really, like, come on, man. He did something special, man, in WIP.
I agree. Like, Jack's great. Yeah. Like, we're all, the three parts of our show are all necessary for our show.
And guess who did that? Guess who did that, Jack?
I did hire Jack. Yes, I did. Yes,
Spike, now let me cut it out. Nah.
Okay. Well, Spike did not hire me. He did not hire me.
Did promote you.
But he put you in marks and everything, made it all special.
He did do that, though, yes.
I've been locked in since 2017. I'm going up on 10 years of sports radio, and I wasn't listening to sports radio, you know what I'm saying? But I knew, I remember sports. I remember it was Ike and Ike. And I used to see the signs. I'm like, yo, that's funny. because Ike Reese, last name Reese, like Reese Cups, and then he do a show with somebody like Ike and Ike, so that's like the Mike and Ike Candy. I'm like, this man can't get his name away from Candy. So,
that's true, yeah. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, like, I was like, but, I mean, I'm locked in now, you know what I'm saying? So you know what it is, you feel me? And I'm always listening, man. I don't always get in the call, but I'm locked in all the time, man. So it is what – hey, I want Miles Garrett.
Okay.
We can give up a we can give up Nolan or somebody, one of them edge rushers, because he's going to take one of their spots. Right. And we got to pay all these people. We got to pay the two D tackles. Then we got to pay the what's it called? So I'd say we get rid of Nolan because he's going to be more than Hunt. And we pay the D tackles. Hopefully we get some deals with them. I hope Carter messed up his money with this little actions he did, so we can get probably a couple – 20 mil discount. Then we get a discount with Jordan Davis. Get a Georgia discount. And we got Miles Garrett. It's all popping. You know, the Cowboys trying to get Miles or the Bull from the Raiders. So we gotta do something. They got the graphics.
Counter that,
they got the graphics. So we got to do what we got to do, man. Love y'all, man. Keep going, man. You know what it is, man. Keep
all right, strong. Wade.
And I love that trick or treat you doing, Jack. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's like the little pre furries, man. The people costumes, they got the little
pre furries.
They got the little unicorns and the bluey and the Scoobies.
Dude, wait, are you okay?
I was drinking this coffee.
Oh, there it is. I knew it.
I got like 5 phone calls in me, man. You know I got to touch everything, man. I've been hearing everything. You know how I be. I'm gonna holler at y'all though, man. I'm gonna let you get off the game. I love y'all, man. Be easy, baby.
All right, wait. Yep.
Wow, a lot of topics.
That was a lot there, yeah. Wade doesn't normally come in that hot.
No, Wade came in firing. I do, man. The moment where we brought up the article to Broads, his face and the ensuing 5 minutes was so awkward and amazing that I'm never going to forget it. I loved it. Now, there are ways that it could have been less awkward, you know, but his reaction, his voice just kept going up higher and higher. You could tell that he was tight. And then at some point, you realized what he had said. Like, it really hit
it
you.
It sunk in. I'm like, hold on,
and you were not letting it go. It was, and then him just leaving. I told him to finish Flowers in 50. He said he couldn't do it. He brought up the Sixers. Oh, my God.
That was the moment.
Oh, it was so good. All right, 215-592-9494. About a half hour left of this Football Friday show. If you'd like to get involved, we'll give you our weekend picks next. And the newest reason why Shohei Ohtani is a fraud. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.